NTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Lincoln County Assessor Leroy Zamora has reported overall net assessed value of Lincoln County properties increased by around $1.2 million more than expected. Zamora said the snapshot of the most recent reevaluation showed net assessed value of all properties in the county was $1,721,178,000, up from the pre-fire assessment of $1,713,640,000. A multi-million dollar roadway rehabilitation project north of Roswell is set to start this week. Drivers should expect delays when traveling through the area of US 285 North, milepost 115 to milepost 125. Drivers can expect a single lane closure in the area during the project's working hours, and the project is expected to be finished by the end of July. And the United States Senate cleared the Aerial Firefighting Enhancement Act, which reauthorizes the Defense Department to sell excess planes to be used as suppression tankers, as well as aircraft parts to maintain the fleets. The bill reauthorizes an earlier act passed in 1996, but lapsed in 2005 and again in 2017. The bill now heads to the House for its approval. And United States Secretary of Health and Human Services Robert F. Kennedy Jr. stopped by a charter school in Gallup Wednesday afternoon. He spoke to the students at Hozo Academy Charter School as part of his three-day multi-state Make America Healthy Again effort. He spoke about the assassination of his dad, Senator and former presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy, and his uncle, President John F. Kennedy, before bringing up his concerns about processed food. A Harvard medical study said processed foods are dangerous in large amounts. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. didn't answer any formal questions. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.